The souffle is most women's nightmare in a kitchen. Was it always a nightmare? Was a souffle, have they always been something that you sort of dread the word of?
I think souffles have taxed the greatest cooks throughout history. Quite who invented the souffle, we'll never know, but I think eggs are one of those things that people and cooks like to experiment with. And, you know, how fluffy you can make them, how good is your oven? I mean, I think in ancient times when, of course, you couldn't set the temperature at an oven, you had to more or less sort of, you had it very, very hot or not so hot, depending on the amount of wood you put in the stove. I think it was very, very hard. And if you think that the temperature is right and all that stuff that we take for granted now did tax people. I think one of the recipe for souffle I have in the book comes from 1833 from a great hero of mine called Marie-Antoine Carême. And he basically sort of wrote the rule book for classic French cooking at the beginning of the 19th century. And you still get chefs today following his recipes. And what he did, he was very, very grandiose in the kind of cooking he did. He produced designs for pastry. I mean, his drawings were unbelievably technical. I mean, he approached food as if he was an architect.
So he's pre-Escoffier.
Absolutely. Escoffier came towards the end of the 19th century, turn of the 20th century. Escoffier was a Frenchman operating in London, teamed up with an amazing man called César Ritz, as in the Ritz-Carlton, and they both cooked together at the Savoy until they were busted for cooking the books and were slung out.
I heard.
Yeah, and then César Ritz then set up his own, his own hotel, the Ritz, and got Escoffier cooking there. So Escoffier started in Savoy, and of course, again, he kind of took the mantle of French gastronomy, set London alight, ablaze with the idea of high-end French cooking, and in the process basically crushed every aspect of British food culture because no one thought that English cooking was cool because the French were everywhere. And, of course, so were their soufflés.
So coming back to the soufflé here, this is something from, what year is this? This is 1833, and it's Petit Soufflé à la Rose.
Yeah, this is one of Carême's recipes. And again, it's actually something you can follow. You basically put in a small basin 8 ounces of finely sifted sugar, which creates a firm paste with the white of an egg. You work it for 10 minutes, add a few drops of the essence of roses to tint it. You then roll out what he calls the paste on the dresser, strewed with fine sugar. You create little bands the size of a finger, which you then cut. He says cut them in dice, roll them in the palm of your hand, you wet them slightly as you make them. I mean, it's quite complicated, but you can follow it. And basically, these are little soufflés that have a hint of the smell and the hint of the colour of a rose. So quite complicated, but, you know, a competent cook could follow this recipe and could actually dazzle their guests at a dinner party.